Okay, let's start discussing Zvachim Daf Tes Zayin, as we, Baruch Hashem, yesterday had a haschala in the second parak. The second parak starts off with the Mishnah of Kol HaZvachim. Kol HaZvachim, any karban that is Kabbalah, has Kabbalah Saddam with any of the people that we would put in the category of psulim, so that Kabbalah Saddam, that karban is possible. What about a few of them are have a machlokas about it? What about smol? But that is the Mishnah beginning of the second parak. Anyone who does Kabbalah, and the assumption is that it's not only Kabbalah, but it's any avodah after Kabbalah. Zrika also is considered a problem. Just to contrast, in the third parak, as we mentioned, the third parak has a the Mishnah of Kol HaPsulin, right? Instead of just starting Kol HaZvachim Shekibbul Daman, but the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, Kol HaPsulin Sheshachtu Shechita Sekshera. Any pasul that shechs got a kshera, why? Sheshchita kshera bizarim v'nashem avadim v'tmeim v'chulus. That's the contrast Mishnah on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Abeis. So we have they that do Kabbalah Saddam are pasul, and those that do the Shechita are kosher because Shechita kshera bizar. So then we started going through each and every one of the psulim, which this will be a fascinating discussion in the parak. Whenever you have mishnayos like these, which discuss many different psulim, so we get the chance to discuss many different psulim as well, and each one is discussed by the Gemara in terms of what the source is. So today we discuss a little bit about Zar, a little bit about Onain. Those are the two that come up on today's daf. And then as of tomorrow, we get into Tevul Yom, and we just go down the list. Chod Tevul Yom, Mechusar Kippurim, and Mechusar Begadim. That'll be on tomorrow's daf, just going through Bezal Hashem, every one of the psulim. So here we go, Zar. So we found one makar for Zar already. So the Brisa, the Gemara quoted the Brisa of Levi, where we split the pasuk in half from Parshas Emor. Right, we split the pasuk. V'yinazu mikachei b'nei Yisrael. Talking about a kohen who is tameh, we say v'yinazu mikachei. A kohen who is tameh is not allowed to give any karbanos. Mikachei. Yes, there's a concept of tumah hucha b'tzibur. If all the kohanim are tameh or by a karban tzibur, which Bezra will get to at the end of the daf today, there are exceptions. But generally, a kohen tameh is not allowed to be involved in the avoda. And the second half of the pasuk, b'nei Yisrael v'lo yichalalu. That's what we darshan for a zar not doing the avoda, and if he does the avoda, he is mechalel the avoda. He ruins the avoda. Those are really two questions. Whether someone who does the avoda is allowed to do the avoda, and number two, if he does the avoda, does he ruin the avoda? Is he mechalel the avoda? So that was source number one. So now we get to source number two. Tevei Rabbi Shmuel Tana. Asya b'kav v'chomer b'valmum. A zor's ruining the avoda is learned down from a kav v'chomer from a balmum doing the avoda. We know a balmum is not allowed to do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. There are many mitzvos we have mentioned that have to do with balmum, most of them being in terms of the animal having a mum. There's an isser of shchitas balmum and zrikas balmum and haktaras balmum and even hakdashas balmum. That's a separate, but there's also many halachas of balmum lagabe, the person, the kohen. And we know that Meseches Bechoros, the Mishnayos compare and contrast. We'll mention a little bit of that in a few minutes, but that's the by a person. So Rabbi Shmuel says the source that a zar ruins the avoda is a kavachomer from a balmum. What's the case? Balmum sheochel a balmum that is able to eat kabranos. We know a special, right? The pasuk says beferish, right? Rashi quotes it. Mikachei hakadoshim u'menakadoshim yochel. Right? A balmum is allowed to eat of karbanos. Im avad chilel, a balmum, who is able to eat. He's in the parsha. And yet, if he does the avoda, he is mechalo the avoda. Zor, she'eno ochel, eno din shim avad chilel. So a zor that is not allowed to eat anything, surely, that if he does the avoda, he's in more mufka. He can't even eat karbanos. So, if he can't eat, surely, if he does the avoda, he should be mechalel. He should be mechal of the avoda. So the Gemara says a few things to talk about, but let's just finish the sentence. What do you mean? Balmum cannot be a makar. Balmum shekein asabo karev kemakriv. But one minute, a balmum, we compare karev and makriv. The psul applies both to the gavra and to the animal. So maybe that's a different type of psul, and that's the type of psul that would ruin the avoda. Right? A mum is posel b'karban, just like a mum is posel b'kohen. So where it says, tamei yochiach. A tummy would prove that you don't need that factor in order to be bechal the avoda, because tuma does not apply to an animal. Right? An animal, when an animal is alive, is not makabel tuma. It cannot give off tuma. Only a person can be makabel tuma or give off tuma when they are alive. But tami uchiach. So you see, tami only again only applies to the person, to the makriv, not to the karev. And yet the kohen doing the avoda is machal the avoda in that case. So the Gemara says, no, malatami shekin tami. Maybe tame is more chamor because it gives off its problem. It gives off its soul. A balmum, right, or a czar, I should say, a czar that touches someone else doesn't make the other person a czar. A czar is not transferable except through birth. But other than that, not. So you see, malatami, the tami is different. So balmum yochiach. So balmum would prove that that's not a factor because again, a balmum that touches something else doesn't make it a balmum. The chazar adin, lo raizeh karaizeh, below raizeh karaizeh. Each one of the factors is not exactly the same. Hatzad hashava shebehen shemusharin. What's the common denominator that they are usher to do the avoda? Vim avdu chilalu. And if they did the avoda, they are machal of the avoda. Afani avizar. So too, I will include zar, a not for our purposes now, we'll translate Zohar as a non-Kohen, a Yisrael, Shehu Musar, Vimavad Chilel. So, the Makar is teamwork of a Baal Mum and a Tameh, and that teaches me Zohar. Couple of points to mention. First, Tosfos, in the second half of Ma Liyoshev, the end of that Tosfos, he quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim. Hik Rabbeinu Ephraim, Kohen Gazlon, Yehe Pasul La'avoda, Kalvachomer Mi Baal Mum. Why don't we say a Kohen Gazlan is possible to do Avoda? Why should a Gazlan? Gazlan is usually only, you know, by Dinim Amanis. We know by, in terms of Psule. Well, let's just finish the line and then we'll mention it. Right, a Balmum is Kashala Edis, and yet if he does the Avoda, he's Mechal the Avoda. So a Gazlan who's Pasula Edis surely should be Mechal the Avoda. V'laisimi Balmum Mechad Mihanach. So why, if you're going through factors, and any factor goes on the list, so what about Gazlan being Pasul Eidus, right? We know that what makes somebody Pasul Eidus? Only someone, on a Daraisa level, someone who is Mechalel, and Aveira, Sheishbo, Malkus, or worse. Mises Bezdin, Kares, so that is a Pasul Avoda Midaraisa. And then you have the separate category of Psuli Daraisa, and that's what the Rambam calls, and based on the Gemara, Rasha the Chamas. A Russia based on an Avera that has to do with taking other people's money. And that's not, even if it's not a lav that you're going to get Malkus for, because many of them are a lav anitak letashlumen. You'd have to pay back, so you're not going to get Malkus for. Like Azela, like Ona'a, like Ribis, many of those Averas. So you're Pasul Eidus, Russia the Hamas. So ask the Tosfos if you're going to be Pasul on a Daraisa level. Of course, they're absolutely Drabanan also. Elu Hina Psulin, right? The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, all the Masachim Bekuvi and Malva Beribis, Tosfos there points out those are the Chidushim of absolutely Drabanan. But here we're talking about absolutely Daraisa. So why wouldn't he be able to use the factor to say that a Kohen Gazlan is Pasul to do Avoda? And we shouldn't think, this is just to add in, and we shouldn't think Stam Averos don't have an effect. Because we've learned, and we'll learn again, what about Ritzicha, Rechmona Litzlan? So that, according to various Rishonim, right, the Rishonim on the second to last daf in Meseches Menachos, right, that also affects Machlokas, whether a Ritzicha Kohen could do the Avoda, and Bizman Azeh, can he do Nesias Kapayim? What if he does Tshuva? What if he killed even Beshogeg? Right, all of these are discussions of the Rishonim. So we see from there already that a separate Avoda, nothing to do with the Avodas, Hamikdash might have an effect on his status. See here too, maybe a Gazlan should not be able to do the Avoda. So Tosfos answers, Valav Kushihi. The Kivan to Gazlan Eino Muzhar Lo Asi Minayhu. You don't have a source for a Gazlan not being able to do it. Right, Tosfos is saying, he should ruin it. Be Mechalel. What do you mean be Mechalel? You can't be Mechalel unless you have an Aveira not to do it. That's step one. So because there's no Aveira not to do it, so therefore we can't say that he's going to be Bechalo. Sometimes you have a principle of, you might have a result besides having an Aveira. Right? The Sefer HaChinuch talks about this, I think, in Parashat Mishpatim, where he talks about the principle of Ein Anash Ela Im Kein Hizhir. There's never an Onesh unless there is an Azhara beforehand. Yes, the Gemara assumes that way. But that doesn't mean that every time there is, let's say, a payment, that you need an Azhara. Sometimes a payment is not a punishment. If I borrow money from you, I owe you the money. You don't need a losase to say that I'm chayiv in that case. It flows from the act. You know, I borrowed money, so that's the b'chayiv. Right? But here, says Tosfos, no. You would need a separate isser of doing the avodah, because here there's no separate isser, so that's why it is not there's no problem. The Ar Sameach, in Hilchas Tefila says maybe what some of us are thinking, and that is, Gazlan is a different type of psul. It's a different type of psul than the others. Gazlan is a psul, to use his words, the end of Perek Yudalad and Hilchas Tefila. Amnam be'ikir kushias Rabbeinu Ephraim, nira de lo kashamidi. The Gazlan taimo mishum de mishaker. Lachain pasul lahaid v'lo samchinan ale duso kidem forish sof parak mishemais daf kufnun tes, like it says at the end of the ninth parak of Baba Basra, gabi haya yodeh lo edus achlo nasa gazlon bishtar ayin sham bahavein mashein shayach leavoda. So that's not the type of soul that would pasul for avoda. Avoda is more in the gavra, not just in terms of not trusting. And a gazlon is in terms of not trusting, and that's why, says the Arsamech, I don't think that type of soul would be problematic in our discussion. So that's one discussion of Tosfos and Psulim. Two other points to make, and that is the Gemara's line of Sha'asa bo kariv kemakriv. So there is a line in the Rambam that we will come back to, but to mention already now, in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Vav. The Rambam there says, Kol Kohen, based on Mishnayos in Bechoros, Kol Kohen, sheish bo mum, bein mum kavua, bein mum over, any Kohen that has a mum, even a temporary mum, he has a broken leg, lo yikanis la Mikdash, menam izbeach velefnim. Right, this is Hilchas Bias Mikdash. Right, if he has a mum, he has no reason to be there. So if he goes in, it's an avera. Shnemer ela parochas lo yavov ela mizbeach lo yigash v'imavar v'nechras loke ava mishalo avad. And if he goes in, he gets malchus. V'imavar b'mikdash pasal v'chila avodaso v'loke afalo avoda. Right, a balmum is allowed to do the avoda. Shnemer asher yeh balmum lo yigrav v'piyesh v'olamdu shasarazu shalo yigrav liavoda. V'chein balmum over sh'avad pasal. That's a separate iser in the Torah. A separate losas is a balmum over doing the avoda. He is aser and he gets malchus. Shneamar kol ish asher b'mum lo yikrav. Mipiyeshu alamdu shizu aser l'b'mum over. Vein balam mumim she'avdu b'misa ela b'malchus b'lvad. There's no misa. It's like other psulim. Kol amumim kulan echad shahayu bo mitchilas bir yaso ve'echad shenoldu bo achar kein bein she'enan over and bein over and harayu pasal ad she'avoro. All mumim, whether you're born with them or not, temporary or kavua. What are examples? And he gives examples. Mum kavua kigon. Interesting. What he calls a mum kavua. Shever regel. The first one. That's a mum kavua. A broken leg. O shever yad. Umum over. Maybe for an animal, but even so. Umum over kigon gerevo yalefes via chazozis. Some type of, mum on the eye. Velo amum in aksuvin batora belvadein shaposum bakoanim. Ela kol amum in manirin baguf. Shenemar sher kol asher b'mum mikol makom ve'ilo ksuvim b'torah dugmahein. The ones in the Torah are examples, but there are many others. Shlosha mini mumenheim yesh. And then he go. This is what I wanted to get to. Shlosha mini mumenheim. There are three types of mumen categories. Again, we'll learn this Be'ez Hashem again in Chulin, in Eilu Treifus, and in Bechoros. Those are the two main sugyas. Yesh mumen shein poslan akoin milavod via behema milikarev. Some mumen apply to both people and animals. V'yish mumin sheposlin adam bilvad milavod. V'yish mumin shein poslin avol bepnei maris ayin amru kol koin sheish bo echad mehem eino oved. Some mumin poslin both, some are only by people, and some are only mishem maris ayin. Kol mi sheyish bo mum sheposl bo adam ubebehema. If there's a mum that's posl in a person and an animal, v'avad bein b'shogin b'mezen avodasu psula v'mhayamezen loka. That's a real mum. A mum that applies to people and animals, that's the type that you're not allowed to do the avoda, and if you do, it's posel the avoda, and one gets malchus. But, v'chol mi sheish bo mumen amumen, ha-miyuchadim la-adam, if it's only a mum that's for people and not for animals, v'avad, avabishu loke lo chilel avodaso. But, if it's a mum that only applies to people and not to animals, even though he gets malchus for that, that's what we learned, but he's not mechalal the avoda in that category. So category one, pasul the avoda. Category two, is usur, daraisi, to get malchus, but it doesn't pasul the avoda. Category three, that's even less. Bimhaya bo davar midvarm shem ibrei maris ha'ayin, eino loke va'avodaso ksheira. And then as avoda ksheira, those are the three categories of mumin, according to the Rambam, in B.S. Mikdash, Perek Vav, Halacha Hey, and Halacha And Allah Havav. Again, we will see this, Rambam gets this from Bechoros and from Midrashim, as we know. But that's number two, important point. There are, altogether, 140 mumin that pasul in an adam, the Rambam lists off. So, I don't know if we're going to go through all of them. We're not. But just to mention. And then finally, the last point on the Shak Levitarya to bring up is the line of Tameh Yochiach. What's Tameh Yochiach? Tameh was proving that you don't need the psul of Asabo Karif Kamakriv to say it's Mechalel. So that's based on the fact that a person can become Tameh, but an animal cannot become Tameh. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Tameh Yochiach, Shlo Asabo Karif Kamakriv, She'ein Behema Makabelas Tuma Mechayim. An animal cannot become Tamei Mechayim. Kishem Sha Kohen Tamei, like a Kohen can become Tamei Mechayim. So ask the Achronim. I can think of a time when an animal could become Tamei. Golel. If an animal is used as a matseva for a kever. So that's what the Achronim discuss. So that isn't that the case where an animal could become Tamei, right? And therefore that's a problem. So again, this is an unusual case that is discussed by the Achronim. The Marcheshes says, Shatumas Golel Einena Ela Al Yede Yichud HaChefetz L'Shamesh B'Kfiyus Golel HaKever Avalim Ba'akroi Nafla Evan O Ne'emda Behema Al HaKever Ein Lehem Tumas Golel V'Kivin Shakarban Eino Bershes Ba'ilov Ein Mol Yichud Shalom. The Tumas Golel for an animal is only if you're miyachidit for that to be there forever. But if it's a karban, you can't be miyachidit. So a carbon animal cannot become tame. Okay, so that's number one. The Briska Rav here has a different shot. He says, when it says in the world of tuma, it means in both direction. Could become tame and could transfer tuma. So you're like in the tuma world of being a nitma and a matame. A golel doesn't become Tameh, it's the source of a Tumah. It's like a Sheretz. A Sheretz doesn't become Tameh, it is Tameh. It is the source of Tumah. When we talk about in the Gemara, Tameh Yochiach, being in the world of Tumah, items that are in the world of Tumah both go in both directions. They could get and transfer. But something that is, right, a Sheretz is not in the world of Tumah, it is Tameh. A dead body is not in the world of Tumah, it's a source of Tumah. Shechva Zera is not in the world of Tumah, it is a source. So the Briska Rav says that's not what the Gemara is talking about in terms of Tumah, because that is just, that starts it. So you might think that's even more Chamar. This is just saying it's different. It's just a different category. And therefore, it is not what is used here. The Behema Shasa'uhu Golo Metame, Hu Lo Mishum De Mekabelos Tumah, Ela De Metame Achir, Mishum Kever, Kamo Sheretz, Shu Ava Tumah Letame. That's the Briska Rav right here, Tezayim Aleph, the second piece in the second paragraph. Okay, so let's continue. So we found so far a source. What's our context? We found the source for a zar, being mechalal the avoda, kal v'chomer from balmum and tame. So now the Gemara says, let's continue. Minalon de muzhar. Fine, this is a source that he's mechalal the avoda. How do we know that he is muzhar? As Tosfos said before, you're only going to say it's a problem if there's a ashara. E mi v'yinazru chila begufek sibbe. Right? If it's from the word v'yinazru, there it talks about chilul in the pasuk. Right? And therefore you wouldn't even need a kal v'chomer. So that can't be the source. Ela mi v'zor lo yikrov aleichem. That's the source. Fine. Ika l'mifrach, says the Gemara, way, malat ha-rashavet shebehen, maybe I can knock out this kal v'chomer. Tomei and balmum have something that Zor does not have. A balmum and a tamei cannot give karbanas on a bama, while a zar is allowed to give karban on a bama. So maybe that would be a reason why it's not being mechalel. A zar can give karbanas on a bama. Rashi quotes. Just look at stories in Tanakh. Says Rashi, v'kroi nami muchachi b'gidon manoach Shmuel shekrivu b'mama. Shmuel was a Levi. Right, Gidon and Manoach. Right, Manoach, Shimshon, Shevet Dan. Right, so all of these were Yisraelim, right, in Sefer Shoftim, in Gidon and Manoach, and Shmuel was Shmuel. So, maybe that's why you can knock out the Kal v'chomer, Zor is more Mekel. The Gemara says, Lo Tema Tama Yochiach. Okay, maybe Tama is not the one that proves. El Ema Onein Yochiach. Team up Onein with Balmum. Right, and Onein is also not allowed to can, well, we'll talk about an onen, right? That if he, that he also is machal the avoda if he does the avoda. So mala onen shken aser b'maiser. One second, onen is aser b'maiser, right? Onen is alad b'maiser. That's the din d'araisa for sure of an onen. A lot of other parts of onen is a machlokas, whether it's aninus d'araisa d'rabanan, but the din in the Torah is maiser sheni. So it's aser b'maiser. Like Barzavah bum yochiach, Abal bum is ladi maiser sheni. V'chazer adin la'raizek raizev la'raizek raizev. It's la'shavahen shem musharin v'chulu. Right, so you learn it out from onen and tame. The problem is, says the Gemara, you have the same problem. Kochanamin lefruch malatad hashava shaven lokein lohu chubabama. An onen and a balmum, both of them are usher to do avod on a bama. So that didn't help us. Interesting how the Gemara could even suggest that if the Gemara knew that rejection. But either way, the Gemara continues. Maskev la rav sama brei de rava uman leim alon de onen usher bama. Ah, so Gemara says. But then maybe who says that's true? Who says an oni is also an abama, dil mashari babama? Maybe an oni is mutter to give karbanas on abama, which the achronim also wonder. An onain cannot give his own mitzvos, but he could be a shliach for others. An onain is mufka, right? An onain is putter, right? What's this? How is that a possibility? Now, other than a kohen gadol, that an oni can be makriv on abama. Okay. So either way, we'll talk about onain a little bit later on the daf. So the Gemara says, okay. Third try, right? So maybe an onin is mutter on a bama, and then it is a good mucker, right? So now we have try number three. Rav Misharshi Amar Asik Havachomer Mi Yoshev. Maybe it's a Havachomer from a sitting Kohen. Ma Yoshev She'ochel Amavad Chilel, a Yoshev who could eat Karbanos, he's Machal the Avoda, Zar She'en Ochel, and didn't She'en Amavad Chilel. So a Zar that is not Ochel, surely he should be Machal the Avoda, because you see he's more Mufka. He is not allowed to eat at all. Says the Gemara, Mala Yoshev Shekein Pasol Le'edus. Right? A Yoshev is Pasol Le'edus, as we learned in the beginning of Shavuos Edus, in Shavuos Daf Lamed. Right? This is where Tosas brings in the Gazlan, even though I mentioned it before. But Mala Yoshev Shekein Pasol Le'edus, so that reflects its problematic nature. But Zohar doesn't have that. Mi Yoshev Tamar Chacham. Tamar Chacham is allowed to sit when he gives Eidus. Mala Shem Yoshev Shekein Pasol Le'edus. What do you mean? But there is, most Yoshevs are Pasol Le'edus. Shem Yoshev lo park. That doesn't bother us. Doesn't bother us. Okay, there are some Yoshevs that don't sit. V'im tib salom ar parech. And if you want to say, it is a problem, asim Yoshev u'michad mihanach. So team up Yoshev with one of the others. Right? Because the others don't have the problem of pasol la'edish. V'yoshev t'kashav abama minala. And how do we know a Yoshev is kashar on abama? Amakra la'amod lifnei Hashem l'sharso. Lifnei Hashem v'lo lifnei bama. Right? Bama is not called lifnei Hashem, even though it is a carbon. Again, the sugyas of bama come up later in the Masechta, when we talk about the various times and stages in history, going from heter bamas to isser bamas, heter bamas to isser bamas, as the Mishnayos at the end of Zvachim will discuss this. Tosfos discusses here, you're allowed to sit and eat karbanos? That's the assumption of the Gemara. Are you allowed to do that? Right? You're not allowed to sit down in the Azara. Right? So what's the Gemara talking about? The end of Tosfos Miyoshev. Tosva says in the fourth to last line, V'yim Tomar, Mala Yoshev Shkin Aser Bazara. It says in Masechet Yuma Daf Chafei, Ein Yeshiva Bazara El Machlu Beis David Bilvad. You're not allowed to sit down in the Azara. And Kachi Kachim, right? Chatas and Asham and Mincha could only be in the Azara. So what is it? What are you talking about that Yoshev is allowed to sit and eat? V'shema Eino Min HaTorah. Wow. Tosfos has a daya, major machlokas rishonim. Maybe it's not an issa daraisa. Maybe the whole idea of ein yeshiva ba'azara, el machus be'savet bavad is a din derabanan. Not a din daraisa. On a daraisa level, a kohen could sit in the azara and eat his karbanos. The rabbanan came up with a din daraisa, with a din derabanan. Teda, says Tosfos, to eat daraisa, I'll prove it to you, because if it's a din daraisa, I might tzara krala come on. Le yoshev, le mitzvah. Tepeg le dafilu balava voda ein yeshiva. Right, we'll see that Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, next week. But either way, Tosfos holds that the isser is a din derabana. This is against Rov Rishonim. Rashi and Sanhedrin, daf kuf aleph, halacha le Moshe Misinai. Again, not the Gemara, but Rashi says in Sanhedrin, kuf aleph, halacha le Moshe Misinai, and the Rambam beferish. The Rambam in mitzvahs asei, Chaf Aleph. The mitzvahs I say of, let me just find it, the mitzvahs I say of Morim Mikdash, the Rambam says, Shetzivanu l'romen abayis hazeh haramuz elav ma'od ma'od. I'm sorry, I forgot. Give me a Choshe Mishpat Chelek Aleph. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah to be have more mikdash very much. Ma'od ma'od. Achenasim ben afsheinu masa ha'pachad v'hayira v'zuhi moras mikdash. V'amr yisa, and it's a mitzvah that applies even bezman hazeh. More mikdash. O mikdashi tiro. V'geder zos hayira k'moshe zachru b'sifra. Eze o mora, says the medrash, what's mora? Lo yikarnis laharabayis b'maklo b'minalo b'apundoso b'avishal raglav v'leaseo kapandaria v'rakika. And then he says, v'kfar hisba'er b'mekomos minatalmud. Yumasota, others. She'eno mutar klal l'sheves ba'azara el l'malchus be'zavid bilvad. He quotes that in the mitzvah. The Rambam quotes in the mitzvah Mora Mikdash, the Rambam doesn't quote Din Drabanan in Sefer HaMitzvos, right, generally. He quotes, it sounds like it's from the, including the mitzvah Daraisa, Vizu kulo la'amro yisaleh u'mikdashi tiro. V'zechova tamid afilu bizmanenu, zeh shu chara ba'avonosenu, sheravu, for lashon sifra, eli bizmanesh bizmanishkayim, bizmanesh bizmanishkayim minayit, abalomar, shabsosai tishro mikdashi tiro, mashir shmir shabbos la'olam, Af mor mikdash la olam lo mina mikdash atayare ela mimisha pakad al hamikdash. So the Rambam clearly says that ein yeshiva bazara is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of mor mikdash, and the Rashi also says that against Tosfos in a few places in Shas, including right here. There is an interesting suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch quotes the principle of. If it's what's the din da'oraisa? If it's da'oraisa, so how are the? Where does it say that David HaMelech is allowed to sit down? David HaMelech does not have the mitzvah Mora Mikdash. Let's say it's da'oraisa. David also has Mora Mikdash. David's not a Kohen, right? So where do they get that from? Ein yeshiva ba'azara el malchus be'zavad bilvad. How would it be allowed? So the Minchas Chinuch is forced to say Masra Kasav LeChachamim, just like the Gemara says it by Malachan Chalamoid, just like Rishonim apply it elsewhere. Whenever you have a din d'oraisa that have built-in leniencies, so a lot of times you're forced into saying masra kasa l'chachamim, because how could the rabbis make it mutter? So you have to say the rabbi, and this is the mitzvah that the rabbis are able to create the contours of the mitzvah itself, right? Not a common principle, but a principle that the Minchas Chinuch applies here in mitzvah reish nun dalet. V'nira pashut. After Mora Mikdash Uminat Torah, Achakasiv Masru Lachachamim Beeze Inya Nikra Mora Vehem Chilkulafi Kedushas Hamakom. Even within Mora Mikdash, Harabayas, Azara, all the different rules and regulations. Baharabayas Avobishu Musaran Gamkin Amora Mikdash Bikomakom Yeshiva Ein Gnai Rak Shar Dvarim Hamivu Arim Uba Azara Dihi Makom Mekudash Yoser Af Yeshiva Hi Gnai. Right, and then he quotes the Machlokas, the Mishnah Malach who quotes the Machlokas, Rashi and Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph, Rashi and Yuma, Rashi and Sota, right, all the different, dayas about, putting together all of the Shitas. Okay, so that's the, Yeshiva Bazara, how it relates to our Gemara. The Rambam used the Lashon though, there in Mora Mikdash of Ma'od Ma'od. Mora Mikdash, you know, one has to be very, very careful about it. So I like to point out, not too often, but the Sma. The Sma in Choshe Mishpat. There's only a Sma in the Sma in Choshe Mishpat in Siman Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says, on the Isser of taking bribes, the Isser of Shochad, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ma'od Ma'od, Tzorech Adayin Lizoyer, Shlo Likach Shochad. Adayin has to be very careful not to take bribes. Afilu L'zachos Ezazachai. Even if he knows that this guy is innocent, take a bribe to paskin correctly. Like we know the Gemara is at the end of Maseches Ksubis. But there, in the Sma, he quotes, Ma'od ma'od, kenu lashon atur. That's also in the Torah. Ube prisha kasafti. Same author. Right, the Sma, the Prisha, and the Drisha. Ube Prisha Kasafti, Dimishum, the Chemdas, and Meshichas Ha'adam, Achar Hamamon, because we have very strong tithes for money, he's here, Ba'azhara Kfula, the Kasav Ma'od Ma'od. Because there's a big tithe for money, that's why the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah have to emphasize it, Ma'od Ma'od, be very careful. And then he quotes, Umehai Taima, where else? Does the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch say the Ma'od Ma'od? Mehai Taima Gama Tur B'Yaradeya Kuf Samech B'Din Ribis His here B'Lashon Zeh. Ribis gets a Ma'od Ma'od. Tzorach Lizar B'Sar Ribis. Gamba Reisim In Shin Lamed Vav B'Yaradeya Le'inyin Refua. right? Refuah, being a doctor and not thinking that you're the best, knowing that you're a shliach of Hashem. Fushi yizar ma'od ma'od kamosha roi lizar b'dinei nefashos. Find him shem chomer b'kuach nefesh. V'chein, where else does he say it? Arias. Be'isr erva, be'eben ezer reishim in chaf aleph. Right, those are all. He doesn't quote, there's one by Tztaka also, doesn't quote that one. There's like two or three more. Not that I know it, but I did a search on it. Right, Ma'od Ma'od, by in Yaradeh Reish Bem Zayin, by Tztaka, in Kufnun Vav, by Shvua Sheker, right, two others. But then the Sma ends off, Va'av L'kulam, Mashi Yishiru Chachmei Amishma, B'lashon Zeh. V'yamru, right, what Rabbi Levita says in Pirkei Avos. Ma'od Ma'od Havishval Ruach. Avos Dala Dalin. V'b'nei Teva Adam L'mshoch Achar Ageus. Right, that's the root of it all. Right, if we wouldn't have to be to Bali Gaiva, we would know the money's not ours and the rice is not ours. And so Ma'od Ma'od Havishval Ruach, that's the source of it all. But the Rambam said Ma'od Ma'od, so it reminded me of the Sma and the other Ma'od Ma'ods. Okay, let's continue. Says these, that was all the next on the list. That was the first on the list, Zar. Now we have Onain. Again, Onain is the time period between the death and the burial. After burial, there is Avelus, but before that, Aninus. Machlokas Rishonim, but we Paskim. It is not only is an Onain Pater for mitzvos, but an Onain is Usser to do mitzvos. It's Usser for an Onain to make a bracha. It's Usser for an Onain to do mitzvos. We'll have to, Bezhem, talk about that on Amid Beis as well. But that's Aninus. That he's Mufka for mitzvos. So how do we know that if an Onain does the Avoda, he passes the Avoda? Minolon. Dechsiv, Omen Mikdash lo Yetze, Velo Yechalel. The Kohen Gadol is not allowed to go out of the Beis HaMikdash, Velo Yechalel. Right? We quote that as one of the Siyag Daraisis. Remember, we discussed that at the beginning of the second Berakin Sanhedrin. On Daf Yud Ches, when a mikdash lo yetzei, he can't even go out of the base of mikdash. Maybe daraisa, right? Because he might come to touch the aron. So when a mikdash lo yetzei v'lo yechalel, ha'acher shelo yatzach hilel, he can't go out of the base of mikdash, and he's not mechal the avoda when he stays in. But other people that do not go, that don't go out and do the avoda, are mechal the avoda. So number one. Number two, Rabbi Elazar Amar Meachar. Elazar says, learned that from Sukkim in Parsha Shmini. Remember that fateful day where Aaron HaKohen's sons died, and there were a number of kamanas brought on that Rosh Chodesh, right? There was the Gemara is going to talk about this in depth later on, much later in the Masechta, on Daf Kuf Aleph, but the Gemara there talks about, it was Rosh Chodesh, so you had to bring the goat for the Rosh Chodesh Karban, you had to bring the goat for Nachshon Ben Aminadav, right? He was the first of the Nesiyim that were going, and also the special Seir that was Miuchad for the Miluim, right? Those were three goats that had to be brought as Karbanos on that fateful day. The Seir Rosh Chodesh was burned. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Aaron and confronts him, why was it burned? And that's a Machlokas Tanoim. So it's a historical Machlokas, and it's a Halacha Machlokas, because the history connects to the Halacha. Was it burned because of Aninus, or was it burned because of Tumah? Right, those are the two suggestions that are there. So that's the source. So again, if it was burned because of Aninus, it couldn't be eaten, but it was done the Avoda. Right, so that's the source for not being Mechal. So, Heinik Rivu, Aniyik Rafti. Right, Hashem Aaron answers to Moshe Rabbeinu, you think it was burned because it became problematic because of Aninus? No, I did the Avoda. That's why it wasn't Nifsal. Mashma that what? Michlal di inu meikravi, mashba that Aaron HaKohen is defending, I did it, I'm the Kohen Gadol. That's why it wasn't Nifsal. Mashba that if his sons or anyone else did the Avodah when they were Aninus, Shaper ish taruf, right? Shaper, it would have been burned. So, two sources. V'yabi Elazar, my time, alo amar mi umin ha-mikdash lo yetze. So, I didn't remember Elazar, why didn't number two, like number one source, amalacha, mi ksif ha-acher shalo yatzach hilel? Does it beferish say that explicit diuk? He doesn't think that you have to make that diuk, right? Maybe Rashi says doma achanami, or even someone else who does it was not machalel. But the chiddush is kohen gadol that don't say that mitoch delotema mitoch chishuvo v'uktushaso yesera hupsol onein. You might have thought that because he has such high kedusha that it's more delicate, and therefore if he does it, he's machalel the avoda. Right, just the opposite of what we say. Right, we say the Kohen Gadol does it is not a problem. So Rashi is saying you might have had the Havamina that because the Kohen Gadol is so high, that's why if he does it, he ruins it. Right, and that's where it comes up. We could have a whole shiur about that. But remember the Meshech Chachma in Parshas B'Shalach, where the Meshech Chachma says against everyone else, gets everyone else. We usually think that the Kedusha Shnia of Eretz Yisrael is Kitshal Asa Lava because it's stronger. Right, because it was chazaka and not kibush. The first kedusha was less, and that's why it didn't last. That's what most all mafarshim say. The Meshech Chachma says exactly the opposite, because the first kedusha was special and delicate and higher. You have a bigger balloon; it makes a louder noise when you pop it. Right, so that's this havamina, this svara, that the Kohen Gadol. Right, it makes the greater they are, the harder they fall. And that's the Meshech Chachma quotes, I think, a Gemara in Bechoros, Daf Mem Zayin or so, where he spokes about a Kohenes that's Nivola L'Pasola and a Levia that's Nivola L'Pasola. A Kohenes to Nivola L'Pasola is Havilei Kezara. She can't even eat Meiser, Rishon. She's like a Yisraelis. While a Levia, Nivola L'Pasola, doesn't lose her status because the higher you are. So that's the Havamina. So you have that Svara. Okay, the idach, third to last line. My time alo amar mehenik rivu. So why didn't the first opinion hold like the second opinion? Ksavri mishbnei tuma nisrafa. They hold like the other Tana later on that it wasn't burned because of aninus. The whole discussion there was tuma, not aninus, and therefore nothing to talk about, not connected to aninus. Tevei Rabbi Yelashmal Tana number three, a third makar for an onain being ba machalal the avoda asya b'kal v'chomer mi balmum. Get back to Kavachomers. So Kavachomer from a Balmum. Uma Balmum Sha'ochel. If a Balmum is able to eat Im Avar Chilel, a Balmum that is able to eat Karbanos. Im Avar Chilel, Onein She'ena Ochel, Eino Din Shim Avar Chilel. So an Onein surely should be Mechala because he can't even eat the Kachim. So again, we're going to have a lot of similar back and forth as we had in Amar Aleph. Mala Balmum Shekein also about Kraven Kama Kraven. What do you mean? Balmum is more Chamur. Because a Balmum, the Psul applies to both the people and the animals. Zar Yochiyach. A Zar will prove that that's not so defining and needed. Because a Zar doesn't have that Psul. Beforehand we were trying to learn Zar. But now that we've learned Zar, Zar all of a sudden becomes the model. And not the din that you're learning. So Zar Yochiyach. Mala Zar Shekein Lo Takana. What do you mean? But Zar, what's the unique factor of Zar? You can't fix a czar. Once you're a czar, a bas czar maybe can be fixed. But a czar can't be fixed. In lo takana. Unlike a balmum. Right? Unlike somebody who's tame. So balmum yochiach, or balmum will prove that, let's say you're talking about a balmum kavua, or there are different types of ba'ale mumin. Right? A balmum can be fixed even when it is its mum disappears, and yet the balmum does the avodah, is machal the avodah. V'chazer adin, l'raizek, raizev, l'raizek, raizev, hasara shava shebehen, right, you learn it out from balmum and zor, you put them together, what's the common denominator? Shein musharin, v'im avdu chilalu, afani avi onein, shem mushar, v'im avad chilal. So too, I include onein in the limud. Heichon mushar. So now again, what's the makar for? Where do you see an onein is not allowed? Not just that he's mechalal. How do you know he's not allowed? So, ilema mi umin ha mikdash lo yetze chil beguf eksivve. As we said earlier, so that pasuk it says chil itself, so you wouldn't even need the kavachomer that we just had. So this shita can't be saying that that's the makar for the lo sase. So, ella me heinik rivu viksavar mebnei aninus nistrifa. If you say heinik rivu and Aaron HaKohen is saying you think that they did it, no, we know they're not allowed to do it. So it's interesting, learned out that it's not a Mefer's Los Asse. Right? It's an Azhara without an explicit Los Asse. So would you get Malkus for that? It's Kares, would you get Malkus? It's not Mefer's. So, we discussed before, does it team up with maybe, Torah Shabbat Pat? But either way, that's the Makar for the Isser. Igal Amifrach, Malah, Tzara Shabbat Shabbat. So let's go back 1 second to the, prop, to the Makar. What was the Makar? Zar and Balmum. Zor and Balmum teach me Onein. So we say those two aren't a good model because those two have something in common that Onein doesn't have. Mala Sara Shava Shemem Shekein Lo Hutra Michlalo. Right? There is never a heter. Right? Lo Hutar Michlalo. What does that mean? Zor and Balmum, Rashi quotes, Michlali Suran Shinesu, but Mikdash Lo Hutra Eitzel Shum Karban. A Zor can never do the Avoda and a Balmum can never do the Avoda. That's why maybe it's Michal the Avoda, Velo Eitzel Shum Adam. Onein. Right, Onin can do the avoda. Who's that? Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol could do the avoda with an Onin. So maybe that shows an Onin is more makel. So if an Onin is more makel, because he has sometimes someone that could do the avoda, so then maybe that's why he shouldn't be mechal the avoda. So where it says Tame Yochiach, no, Tame will prove that's wrong because Tame also has Huter Michlalo, right? Tumah Huter Besibur. Right, Tumah also has a factor, a time when it is mutter. Right, Rashi quotes the source, b'mo'ado afilu b'tumah. And yet, if he did the avodah of a carbon yachid, it's chilel. So to here, even though a zar has a time when it's mutter, we should still say it's machalel. Says about malatame shekein mitame. No, tame is more chamer because it also could pass along its tumah. While a czar cannot, hanach yochichu. No, but the other ones will prove you don't need that factor either. V'chazer adin, so you put all three together. You have tumah, and balmum, and czar. And the three of them teach me onain. V'chula, tara shavashen, shemusar, and v'chulu. So have a lifrach, while a tara shavashen, shekein lo hutra, michal, and esau, kohen, gold, of a carbon yachid. When you specify, none of those have an allowance by a carbon yachid. Right, an onain has a hutar michalo by a carbon yachid. The Kohen Gadol could do the avodiv by a carbon yachid. And the other ones, tami, balmum, and zar, can never function by a carbon yachid. So Gemara says, shein tumah mi ha'ishtari. It's good enough. You don't have to be so medayik that only in this specific case is mutter. It's okay. The tame is mutter michalo in some case, and therefore that is good enough. But that is all number three. Source number three, that a czar is machal of the, that an onain is machal of the avoda, is from the triple team of balmum and czar and tame. Next, number four. Remesharshi amar, asya bakalachomer mi yoshev. Ma yoshev sheochel im avad chilel. Yoshev that gets to eat, as we discussed in Amar Aleph, im avad chilel, onain she'eno ochel. A yoshev that could eat and still eats machal of the avoda, im onain she'eno ochel, eino din she'im avad chilel. Surely an onain is more mufka. And therefore, if he does the avodah, he should be mechal the avodah. So, mal Yoshev shekein pasul le'edus. No, mi Yoshev tamar chacham. Mal Hashem Yoshev shekein pasul le'edus. Shem Yoshev lo parech. V'im tim salomar parech, asim mi Yoshev u'michada mehanach. So, we had all of those, the same discussion on an aleph, and that is about onin. So, onin is pasul. Again, onis dar, aninus daraisa, we're talking about aninus here, aninus daraisa, that iser, is beferished by Meister Sheni, Bikurim, and Kachim, but obviously we extend it, and the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Mem Aleph that we know that an onain, we paskin, an onain is putter from mitzvahs. There might be a difference between the two, but for our purposes we'll put together the concept of an onain and the concept of Misha Meso Muta Lafanov. Right, for our purposes, we'll say those are the same thing. Misha Meso, even though it might not be exactly the same. Misha Meso, Meshu, Chayav Lis Abel Alav Kodem Kvura. Someone who has one of the seven relatives die, and before the Kvura, Ochel, he's allowed to eat, right, he's allowed to drink, but he's not allowed to do mitzvos. Right, he shouldn't eat mamish in front of the mace, that's not appropriate. But then he says, Eino Ochel Basa, Eino Shosi Yain, right, no meat and wine. Eino Mavarach Berchas Amotzi. V'lo berchas hamazon, v'ein mavarchin alav, v'lo mazamin alav, afilo mochlem acherim, mishem mavarchim, lo yan acherim, he can't be part of a zimun, he can't be part of a minion, upater mikol mitzvos hamuris batorah, and he's pater from all mitzvos. The yesh omrim, sha'afilo emirtza lahachmer alatzmo levarech, olanus amin achar mavarchin, eino rashai, right, he's not allowed, right, that's on a weekday. What if a person's an onin on Shabbos? Right, the person dies before Shabbos, and the burial is not going to be till after Shabbos. U'b'Shabbos u'b'yantif ochal basar v'shosa yayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rama adds in im yirtzeh u'mevarech v'chayev v'chal ha-mitzvos, and he does all the mitzvos chutz b'tash v'shamita she'asur ba, that is still asur dvarim shebitzina. Good. So obviously, an onin is only potter for mitzvos aseh. He's chayev in mitzvahs lo saseh. Oni is not allowed to eat not kosher. It can't be mechal Shabbos. Right? Oni is chayev. But then you get into some tricky situational mitzvos that you have to know what's the halacha of a kohen. So for example, the Pesachei Tshuva here are summaries. Berchas Amasas. He's part of Berchas Amasas. He goes to Chachmas Adam. What happens if he ate and after he's still full, then burial took place? So does he bench now? So the Chachmas Adam says, "Sarach levarach berachas amazon." The Kalkasav Yacham Yilisa, see the Tefila Shelo. V'chein Kasav Harav Agadol. Akasav the Tov Sheyochel Ma'at Kodem. Okay, eat a little more. Because of Od. So if the Machayev of the benching was B'shas Aninus, Pischei Shuvah quotes, you could bench afterwards, right? Because of Od. What about Asher Yatzar? If he went to the bathroom when he was an Onain, and after the Kvura, he still does not have to go to the bathroom again. So, does he make an Asher Yatzar? So, he assumes yes. Amazat Shrachav Ba'od Onein, Chayel Varech HaJatzar, Achashik V'Rameis, Afilu Kalayom, Ayin Sham. Right? What about other mitzvahs? What about bedikas chametz? Right? If you don't have someone else do it, and he discusses others. And then he talks about, he quotes it in short, but it's really a fascinating discussion. The Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda, in some of the versions of the Shulchan Aruch, it quotes a makar that is not totally clear, but it is. It's an Aruch Chaim. Chelik Aleph Simen Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin. What about Sfiras HaOmer? What about Sfiras HaOmer? An Onen in Sfiras HaOmer, meaning somebody knows, an Onen knows, that right when the death happens, there's going to be a 24-hour period where the burial is not going to happen. So if he doesn't count, so then he's done. He loses. Well, maybe. Do you say he loses? So that's the Shiloh of the Noda B'Yehuda. V'asher shal al mishemes b'layla b'yemes Sfiras HaOmer u'maka makfura rachok min ha'ir. Both anshe ya'oni kol ha'layla ha'hu v'yom ha'machar. V'yem kei me'achar she'oni padim kol ha'mitzvahs im yivadol Sfiras HaOmer machmas aninus hu pseida delo hadar kol yimei ha'omer sheshuv gam b'yom shal achrav lo yivarech ala omer. Right, so what do you do? So the Chida quoted elsewhere says, okay, you lose. What can you do? You're an ones. And you have to continue counting without a bracha. That's what the Chida says. But this is a classic tshuva of an achron who there is no beferish halacha against this, and he works extremely hard to come up with a heter. He says he should count without a bracha. Can't make the bracha. The bracha is not ma'akev. But he should count without a bracha. Why? Allah b'dayti. All about it. Shalom, Amr Onin Patim Mikala Mitzvahs. He comes up with a Chiddush Gadol. When is an Onin Patim Mikala Mitzvahs? Only a mitzvah that you do today. But if a mitzvah that you do for 49 days, who says an Onin is part from that mitzvah? Shalom, Amr Onin Patim Mikala Mitzvahs, all mitzvahs on August B'chal Yom. Shemata Machayev Onin Bahem, Nimsa Baro Pa'amim, Yizbaze Hames. A mitzvah, well, first he says this far, right? The opposite. Only a mitzvah that comes up every day. So, most of the time, it's, if you're involved in the mitzvah, yisbazeh hameis, vol yehi misasek imo. Alva b'mitzvah, sanogos b'zvanim yiduim, ve'en lehem tashlumin, techaviv b'mitzvah b'shaita, bazeh eni nistoche osa. According to this svara, Anoni is chayev. He's not just allowed. He's chayev to do Sfiras HaOmer. V'yav shagam tefilah v'kriya shma v'shenogim l'machar, v'kom makam mo mitzvah zu kfar avrav avr zmano batal karbano, v'kom makam lo mikri chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Right, what about tefilah? Right, now he's not the same, he says. V'atu yakumu bali umnis b'chol yom ibnei korei kriyishma bo'onasa havadei lesa. V'chulu, v'chulu, continues. And then he says, that's why I think that he would be able to do it. Aye, what about amnam halesa, shere onei patim itkiya shofar b'rosh Hashanah, kitzib Yerushalmi. V'yem ken ari mitzvah b'shaita v'zman kavu v'afal pike nidcha mibnei aninus. Even though we're talking about Shabbos and Yontif. But either way, he says, that's what he says, if it's a mitzvah that comes up and it's a mitzvah that you're going to lose, so then you onin is not putter. And then he says later on, "Omer ani delogara hefsin mitzvah shall kol yemei haomer may hefsin mamon." And just like by large hefsin mamons, maybe there wouldn't be the isra malacha. So too by hefsin mitzvah. The atkan lo yitchu b'vrei aninus al mitzvah no hekets b'shas aninus shows nearest shebitel al mitzvah menei kavod ames alvo sheyivat al mitzvah kama yamim acher kfuras ames zelo nitchu b'vrei kavod ames. Another Chiddush Gadol, right? So again, according to both, that's the svara that I mentioned before. So according to this, so he says it only would be chayiv. Imken lefize hayamutul lazelus pers v'yosa omer kadesh leivado koy me'omer el bebeish anu medamin lo nasa meisel avarech aval kalpanim kimesh bezeh gufe im rishus bi'anon lekay mitzvah nechlu aposkim v'lachein bo balayla yispar below bracha. I heard the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss says he should count and have kavana shalol lasei sidei mitzvah. Meaning what? Different than the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda says, do the mitzvah. Who says only is pater from this mitzvah? The Minchas Asher and other achronim come up with a chiddush that the whole idea of the Bahag, about Tamimus, is not a din of not missing a mitzvah, but a din of not missing a day, not missing a count. Right? This comes up by katan. This comes up by if somebody misses a day, counting yesterday was and today. Right? So you can't say, there are some days that say if you miss a day, it's okay, because you can count yesterday was 10 and today is 11, and you can continue counting. You definitely didn't do yesterday's mitzvah by doing that, but at least you didn't lose the count. So also by an onen, count. You didn't lose the count. Don't do the mitzvah. Nobody's part of our mitzvos. So have kavana, shalo lasi today a mitzvah, but have kavana to do the counting. And therefore, that would also be a way out. Okay, let's continue. So Amar Rava, this hamapil discussion, other discussions about onin also. Amar Rava, lo shanu ela b'karben yachid. When do we say that this is true? That a onein is posel the avoda only by a carbon yachid. Avoda carbon sibur miratza kavachomer mituma. Right, a carbon sibur. Wow, an onein could bring a carbon sibur. Kavachomer from tuma. Ma tuma shelo hutcher michlal eis a kohen gadol by carbon yachid. Even a kohen gadol who's a very special person in avoda. Tumah is not hutra by a kohen gadol's carbon yachid hutra it's a kohen hedya b'karbet sibur, and yet by a karbet sibur it's mutter again by rov sibur being tameh aninus shehutra b'chal it's a kohen gadol b'karbet yachid aninus is even mutter by a carbon yachid sometimes ein odin shehutra it's a kohen kohen hedya b'karbet sibur surely should be hutra for a carbon sibur kohen hedya. That's the chiddush of Rava. Rava says onein carbon sibur is mutter. Says Matkavla Rava Bar Ahilai. Rava Bar Ahilai knocks out all three assumptions of this Kavachomer with Kavachomers of his own, and he goes through each one. So number one, Lo Tutar Anina says a Kohen Gadol b'Karben Yachid mi Kavachomer. According to, if you're using Kavachomers here, so why don't you say that a Kohen Gadol himself cannot do a Karben Yachid ba'aninus? Why? Uma tuma shehutra yitzal kohen hedyo b'tzibur lo hutra yitzal kohen gadol b'karben yachid. A tuma which is hutra b'tzibur is a kohen gadol is not allowed to do it. So anina shelo hutra yitzal kohen hedyo b'karben tzibur anina which is never mutter by a karben tzibur kohen hedyot enodin shelo tutra yitzal kohen gadol b'karben tzibur. So assumption number one is knocked out of your kavachomer that a kohen gadol's aninus by kohen by a karben yachid. V'tutar number two. V'tutar tuma eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid b'kavachomer. Why don't you say tuma hutra b'tzibur would apply to a kohen gadol even by a karben yachid? And we know all of these are not true. So that's why it's knocked out. Uma aninus shelo hutra eitzel kohen hedyo b'karben yachid tzibur. Hutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karben yachid. If aninus, which is never allowed by a kohen hedyot, is mutter for a kohen gadol. Tumah shehutra yitzal kohen hedyo b'karben tzibur. Ein odin shehutra yitzal kohen gadol b'karben yachid. It's a kohen gadol. So you should say tumah shehutra b'tzibur by a kohen gadol, even by a karben yachid, which is not true. And number three, v'lo tutar tumah eitzal kohen hedyo b'karben tzibur. Say tumah shehutra b'tzibur. It doesn't apply. Mikal v'chomer. Uma anina shehutra yitzal kohen hedyo b'kohen gadol b'karben yachid. Lo hutra yitzal kohen hedyo b'karben tzibur. If aninus, which is mutter for kohen gadol, is not mutter for kohen hedyot. So tuma shelo hutra eitzel kohen gadol b'karben tzibur yachid, ein odin shelo tutar b'kohen hedyot b'karben tzibur. Again, and all of these are not true. We have a simin here after. Usually, we have a simin beforehand for like the following. So below tutar ani no ani no tuma v'tuma yachid b'tzibur simin. Okay. Either way, so says the Gemara. So we knock out the statement of Rava. So the Gemara says, "Ela ikal mifra chachi, ikal mifra chachi, kochad v'chadi take a b'duchte." Don't make any kavachomers, right? We have limudim of what to learn, right? Every halacha stays where it is, as Rashi quotes here: "Kushehutra aninus the kohen gadol stam bein biyachad bein mitzibur hutra a kohen gadol is mutar aninus ukshenasra lehedyot and when it's onto a hedyot it's aser for hedyot always and when tumah hutra b'tzibur is only even for a kohen hedyot and what it says for kohen yachad is aser even kohen gadol." Meaning, all of these limudim do not work, and therefore, we don't say any of these halachas. Okay, I'll have to stop here. So that was Zar and Onain. So we are up to Tful Yom, Mechusar Kippurim, and Mechusar Begadim. That'll be Be'el Hashem, tomorrow's daf.